Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for The Shift. I would like to remind everyone that, oh my goodness, down there at Dance Me Cassini's at 4409 West Riverbend Avenue over there in Post Falls, Idaho, there is, every Friday night, there is a Latin mixer. You can go down there and enjoy the dance. It's a lot of fun, clean atmosphere, really nice people, and you get to do some really awesome dancing. And what's nice is if you don't know how to do the Latin dances, they also teach Latin at Dance Me Cassini's at 4409 West Riverbend Avenue. So go on and check it out. I'll be there. Anyways, there is also drannette.com. You got to go over there and visit drannette.com. Remember to spell it all out, drannette.com. There's always cool things on there. All right, well, you know, last week we were talking about those toxic personalities, and I got so much positive feedback regarding that particular subject and request to continue on the same vein. So I thought, well, I would start, well, I go ahead and do that for you. Now, we were talking about that there were 8 personality types, and we went through those personality types. But what's interesting is we can all behave in some kind of manipulative, unpleasant, or even destructive way at some time in our lives. But, you know, there are some people out there that more often than not are hurting others. And they kind of live life by their own rules, their own schedules, and yet they don't seem to have much concern about the well-being of other people around them. These are the toxic personalities, and they have a distinctive thinking pattern. Now, I thought that was really interesting because they believe that they have power and control, and that gives them excitement. And they're always looking for excitement. So they love that power and control thing. They also believe that they are unique. They see themselves as being smarter, more creative, and more important than you or I. And they're also very narcissistic. Now, the narcissist is the one that's very self-centered and egotistical. And the grandiose, which is the ego, self-important person. Another typical thing that a toxic personality believes is that they're never wrong. Yeah. When they don't get what they want, or they get caught at lying or being manipulative or whatever, they start complaining or crying that they've been victimized, misunderstood, and they're mistreated. They also believe that they're good people in spite of the fact that they're manipulative, exploitive, and have other harmful behaviors. But they say, well, I'm a good person. You know, and another thing they believe, caring equals using. So they believe that if you care about them, that you will allow them to manipulate you and take advantage of you. What? Oh, my lands. You know, I can think of several people right now that have all of these traits all in one person, more than one person. That's pretty bad. Another thing that these people believe is that you and I, who work hard, we're just not clever enough to get our desires and needs met through easier and quicker ways like scheming and manipulation. Yeah, well, we have a moral compass, that's why, but they don't. And they believe they're entitled. There's that entitlement thing. They believe that they're entitled to have whatever they want, regardless of the consequences to themselves and other people. They don't care. They rationalize the use of any means in the pursuit of their goals. Well, you know, toxic people really don't set out to hurt other people. They just do whatever they want, whenever they want, without any concern or consideration for the convenience, inconvenience, or problems that their behavior might cause to other people. Well, that's, you know, that's awful. But when they're confronted, so they really deny any responsibility and try to shift the blame to other circumstances or other people, because they have very shallow emotions and they're very superficial, and they have difficulty understanding or feeling any of the pain that they might have caused in other people. They just don't understand it because they believe that they're entitled to what they have and that it shouldn't hurt you. Well, most of the time, toxic personalities behavior is, you know, irritating, frustrating, confusing. You know, most of the time they remain within the bounds of social conventions and the law and all that. But they do break the law and cause physical harm or severe psychological damage, but and they don't have any regret. When they push it that far, when they pass a law and all that, they don't have any regret or remorse, and we call those people the toxic personalities that go beyond the social bounds. We call them sociopaths, psychopaths, and criminal personalities. Well, what makes those people different is they don't have any conscience at all, no conscience at all. And when they say they're sorry for something they've done, well, they don't mean that they're sorry they've hurt you. They're just upset they got caught. Good heavens. You know, that's like that Peterson case where he murdered his wife and baby with no remorse, none. Uh-huh, yeah. That is a prime example of the toxic personality going beyond the pale. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Well, you know, as you can imagine, people suffer from negative emotions at the hands of these toxic personalities. There's confusion, anger, impotence, betrayal, depression, anxiety, and even fear. Pardon me. Sometimes these toxic people tell you and I, the victim, that we are to blame for our pain and suffering. Some of these toxic personalities manipulate their victims into believing that somehow they've hurt the person that's a toxic personality. Yeah, you know, I know someone just like that. Man, I'll tell you, the pollens are just killing me today. Pardon me. Now, when you find someone of that nature, run away fast. And if you identify any of these particular traits in yourself, it's time to do some self-exploration and discover how it is that you can change that. Because self-realization, the aha that you have toxic traits, you can detoxify. Because poisonous people play on your existing insecurities, and they can cause considerable damage to you, your self-esteem, and your self-confidence. And what happens is toxic personalities can translate their toxin or their toxic personality traits on you, especially if, and I'm seeing it happen in a family where one of the parents is extremely toxic and the children are now displaying that same toxic behavior pattern. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. That's the toxins. Yes, are making me feel toxic. Actually, no, it's just all those pollens in the air. I don't know if you've noticed it, ladies and gentlemen, but they are bad this year. Anyway, so I'm back on to the toxic personalities. Well, victims pay for their trust and emotional openness with cynicism, self-recrimination, and pervasive self-doubt. Not only will they be less likely to trust others after a run-in with a toxic personality, but they're less likely to be self-assured and more reluctant to learn, to form new relationships. I understand that. And I really think that this subject is a very, very important one, because it's not just a love life. It's families and work and everything. They're everywhere. Now, toxic personalities often will give their victims no opportunity to vent their feelings. Huh. And even if they do let you vent, they're likely to understand. They're not likely to understand nor even care how you feel. They might let you vent, but they're not listening, and they don't care. But it's important, if you've been victimized by a toxic personality, for you to vent those feelings. Get them out there. Write a journal, because it's important for your mental and physical health. There's a stress expert, Dr. Hans Seeley, that considered stress caused by the behavior of another person to be the most damaging and potentially lethal of all the stressors. Well, I would have to agree with Dr. Hans, because I have seen what it can do, and I've had experiences with it myself. So you're not alone out there. If you're thinking of a person that is toxic to you and everyone around them, no, you're not alone, but there are things that you can do. Okay? So you've been victimized by a toxic personality. Don't be afraid to ask for a therapeutic help, like going and finding a good counselor. Because toxic personalities excel at creating confusion and self-doubt. Identifying the manipulations of a toxic personality often takes the help of someone who's objective. So when we come back from the break, we'll talk about toxic personalities at work and toxic relationships, toxic families, and how to find out if you're an easy target. Well, and the biggest thing is it's really difficult to run away when it's a family member, so we'll cover some of that. All right, well, don't forget to go over there. Remember, elementalresearchinc.com, that's our sponsor. Go check them out. Check out their wonderful products. They've got those silver, and they've got a new copper silica that they're testing. It's great. That's www.elementalresearchinc.com. We'll be right back.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research. Researches Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
All right, we're back from the break, and we were talking about these toxic personalities. Toxic personalities at work, where we were going to go next. And remember, you can go and listen to this show again in the archives at drannette.com, drannette.com. Now, in a work world, success at any cost seems to be kind of the credo that we hear anymore, and it's just so silly. Now, toxic personalities do very well in a business environment where their cunning and capacity to think big and willingness to do whatever it takes are valued and even rewarded in the business world. And toxic personalities in your office can be openly manipulative and outright liars. They have more subtle tactics like procrastination or excuse making, and still they seem to get ahead. It seems that they may step over you on the way to the top or even brush you off the corporate ladder. One of them might even be your boss. Toxic bosses. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine about a toxic boss just the other day. They were using the power that they have in their position to satisfy their needs for control. They wanted to advance their career and be self-promoted. And there's a book you can read by Stanley Foster Reed. He is the author of The Toxic Executive, who identifies the top 10 characteristics of a toxic executive. And those are from the book The Toxic Executive by Stanley Foster Reed. It says, number one, invading others' privacy. Two, keeping secrets. Three, moodiness and unpredictability. Four, keeping others waiting. Five, an inordinate need for control. Six, competitiveness. Seven, propensity to dislike others' ideas. Eight, taking credit for others' ideas. Don't you hate it when that happens? I hate it when that happens. Nine, quickness to assign blame. And 10, ill-mannered or hot-tempered. Well, if they're respected and their accomplishments and skills are touted, toxic bosses are often left to their own devices in management. Remember, your boss has a job for you, but you have a career. Don't let a toxic boss demoralize you, because they will derail you from your career track. Find ways to cope. And, you know, it's always all right to go out and seek some therapeutic help with a counselor outside, because, you know, that's a safe environment. Most people, you know, have a really weird feeling about that. But when you have a counselor that you like, someone who has studied hard and has the proper motivations for being your counselor, and you have to have that chemistry there, there is a safe environment for you to go and vent and talk about all the things that are going on, including what you're dealing with toxic personalities. Because, you know, the mantra is, you see a toxic personality, run away. Well, that doesn't always work, because, you know, you might have to work for one. You might have a family member that's toxic. So you have to learn to deal with them as well. And understanding what they are and not allowing them to manipulate you and things like that is a big deal. Always remember, do your research, because these toxic people are trust thieves. They steal your trust and they destroy it. They can be charming, imaginative, intelligent, interesting, and exciting. They can go slip into that role of the perfect mate and act like the person that you dream about. Well, they have little trouble stealing hearts and winning your trust. But once they get that, their selfishness emerges and the roles shift. They start, instead of giving, they start taking. And they become increasingly callous and self-centered and irritated when you ask for something or you put a demand on their time. And usually they translate it to someone that's very abusive. I know how that is. So, one of the things that's really interesting about these toxic personalities is that they are usually very low self-esteem at their core. That's why they got to keep building it up and abusing everyone else around them so that they don't have to deal with their own issues. And they break everybody else's self-esteem down so that they feel better about themselves because they have low self-esteem. They do. It's bizarre. And what happens in these relationships is they go out and they'll charm this one person, get them into a relationship. And then once they have that security feeling, oh yeah, now I've got this person, they can go on for the next conquest. And usually they do. You can avoid toxic relationships if you remember to enter relationships with open eyes. Avoid the temptation to idealize your romantic interest. Remember, toxic personalities are adept at hiding their flaws. I know I knew one for 11 years, 10 years. And then as soon as the commitment was made, that's when the toxic personality really came out. Also, remember to make commitments cautiously. You know, the toxic personality can declare their love and all these plans and all these wonderful things, but you know, they actually really don't like interdependence that comes with a relationship because they consider it confining and translate ordinary requests for consideration as attempts to control them. Because you know what? They like to control, but they don't like being controlled. Mm-hmm. And always listen to your instincts. Don't accept explanations of odd behavior that seem inadequate. And don't miss the intuition that tells you things aren't quite right with your new mate. Usually if you feel uncomfortable and you don't feel very trusting, those are warning signs. Trust your feelings because it could save you from a really destructive relationship. Oh, and what's, you know, there's human behavior, toxic families, you know, manipulative alliances happen in families, which require family members to take sides in arguments, and they take risks as being branded as the traitor. You know how those old family things go. And some of those toxic manipulative alliances are formed so that they can shift the attention away from some real problems onto ones that doesn't threaten the family balance. For instance, parents who don't get along may focus their attention on a troubled child instead of the tension between them so they can avoid the problems that forms the basis of their dysfunction. Well, kids can't escape those toxic families. No. Well, you know, but as an adult, if you are around that kind of thing, you can refuse to participate in the dysfunctional family pattern. Changing toxic family patterns isn't easy because, you know, they're really reinforced through many years of repetition. And the more they do it, the more they get away with it, the more they'll do it, and they get worse with age. However, with determination and professional help sometimes, you can create a more positive role for yourself in your family. Even if other family members don't change, you can teach them to treat you differently because you have the right to be respected. That's right. Well, are you an easy target? Toxic personalities seem to have a special radar that can hone in on people who are naive, who have some self-doubt, have low self-esteem, and that are easy to manipulate. Now, you might be a target if you're gullible, naive, or idealistic about human nature. In other words, you're nice. You could be a target if you're distrustful of the perception and constantly seeking approval from others. If you're insecure and easily hurt by criticism or disapproval. Now, these toxic personalities instinctively know that these people need more. And they play on their insecurities to get what they want. Oh, how nice. Well, Toxic personalities are made vulnerable by a fatal flaw of their own, their grandiosity. They truly believe in their schemes and inflated self-image. It never occurs to them that they could be wrong or that their plans might be flawed. They're betrayed by their own self-overconfidence and self-deception. So, being alert to manipulative tactics can help you hold on to your self-confidence, self-esteem, and even your sanity. Watch for red flags like arguments that promote self-doubt, where there's comments like, "You're just too sensitive." Another red flag, too good to be true scenarios. Comments like, "I'll give you a really good idea," or "I'll give you a really good deal." Yeah. And things like assurances and trustworthiness. That's one of the things that drives me crazy. You know, first time I hear someone say, "You can trust me," I run. Boy, I don't know if I believe that or not, because, you know, only the guilty man goeth where no man pursueth. All right. So when they say things like, "Oh, you can trust me, I don't lie," and all that kind of thing. And also, another red flag is disproportionate anger at confrontation. And they get all PO'd and say, "What, are you accusing me of lying to you?" So you got to watch out for those. And if you want to have more on this subject, please let me know by writing me an email at drannette.com. I have an email link there, and I will continue on the subject until you tell me no. All righty. Well, I will talk to you again next week. You have a healthy and happy week. And be well. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Annette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors the Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life daily at 6 p.m. and again next weekend at the same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.